U.S. and Iraqi forces are battling insurgents house to house near Iraq's border with Syria. The fighting is taking place in a Euphrates River town in a region where there's been fighting for months. A U.S. Marine was killed by small arms fire in the second day of this offensive. U.S. military officials say the operation about 200 miles northwest of Baghdad is intended to deprive al-Qaeda in Iraq of a key staging area for its attacks. NPR's Peter Kenyon is following this story from Baghdad. And Peter, are you able to tell, is this in fact the kind of stronghold that the U.S. military says it is for the enemy?
Well, so far the Marines are officially confirming 17 insurgent deaths. There are unconfirmed reports of many more. The military is reporting some resistance, but also a lot of abandoned houses, presumably many abandoned by civilians trying to avoid the crossfire, but some probably vacated by the insurgents. It seems as if the U.S. and Iraqi forces will soon control this town, known as Husayba, on the Euphrates River. The question is, will they be able to hold it and then expand their area of control to really deny the insurgents this pipeline into Iraq?
So they believe they have found some insurgents there. Now, this was the first large-scale deployment of the Iraqi army, at least in that part of the country. How are they doing?
Militarily, no complaints that we've heard yet. Politically, it is a problem for Iraq, just as Iraq's Shiite and Kurdish-led governments trying to entice the Sunni minority into these elections coming up on the 15th of December. 500-pound bombs are again falling on largely Sunni towns. Sunni politicians here say they're swamped with complaints of civilians being wounded or killed. The defense minister here, himself a Sunni, didn't help matters by saying civilians were sheltering terrorists out there and that the matters would be solved by bombing the houses down around their heads. That drew angry calls for his resignation. He then dismissed them. One Sunni politician, Saleh Mutlak, yesterday said this could severely damage efforts to increase Sunni participation in these elections, campaigning for which is due to begin in just over a week.
With those elections coming up, is there any indication as to whether progress is being made, real progress is being made against the insurgency?
Well, this is exactly why this is happening at this point. It happened again in the elections prior to the January voting, except that time it was in Fallujah. Here it's out closer to the border. The Americans and the Iraqi military are eager to quell and shut down the insurgency as best they can prior to the vote. And, of course, this is one of the top priorities for everybody in Iraq from every segment. But on the other hand, if you believe, as many do here in Baghdad and in Washington, that a healthy political process is the best defense against the insurgency in the long run, that means Sunni participation. And pummeling these Sunni areas right before the voting, again, is not exactly a welcoming message.
Peter, I want to ask about someone who's turned out to be quite a political survivor, Ahmed Chalabi, who was once supported by the Bush administration, supported for a while by the Clinton administration before that. He's been in and out of favor in Baghdad, and now he's just finished a visit to Tehran. What's he doing?
Well, he's working on his political comeback, some might say. Certainly some in U.S. political circles are touting him as a possible candidate for prime minister in the next government. Here in Iraq, his star is not that bright. He's pulled out of the biggest coalition. It's not clear how many seats his slate will get. But as a dealmaker, he will remain a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.